Yo, what's up, guys? It's your boy Mike
and Lucas,
and welcome to the download. Okay, so this is our third episode this week. We're trying to get a lot in, and today we got a special guest all the way from Canada,
the one and only
Kobe Grant.
Yo, what's up, Kobe? How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, man. Just crushed the statistics test, and we ready to go, bro.
Felt that. So look, like I said in the beginning, you're from Canada. How is it like in Canada versus being here in the U.S.?
I mean, bro, relatively, bro, to be honest, it's very similar.
Are they nicer? Is that true?
They are a little bit nicer, but it depends where you go. I think I've been now in, I've lived South Carolina for my first year of school, obviously being in Indiana, and both nice people, nice places to live. Looking for a little bit warmer weather, reminds me of home outside, but for the most part, bro, it's a good experience.
That's nice. My favorite artist is from where you from, so like, hey. I like it.
Hey, my favorite artist on there too. Damn.
How did growing up in Canada shape your passion for soccer?
Honestly, I don't think I would attribute it more to growing up in Canada as I would my family. My family's from England. English and Jamaican heritage. Soccer, football is the number one sport. Mm. Obviously, in Canada, it's hockey, it's lacrosse, you know. Sprinkle in basketball before you get to soccer. So I think it's more so my family, definitely. But once you get into the soccer world over there, it's pretty big and it's growing. Mm-hmm. So, but I would attribute it more to my family.
And is the scene of like how soccer is played different in your hometown compared to here? Is it like kind of the same?
I think when I compare it and when I talk about my club or youth experiences with some of the other guys, some of the American guys, it's pretty similar. Obviously some of our teams play in their leagues and cross the borders and such, but you know, I think one thing all us Canadians will say, we admire how much you guys love your high school and your youth sports period, like the investment into it, just the time and commitment, obviously. But yeah, it's just, it, to be honest, it's a bit night and day just because of how much you guys invest into your sports, in comparison to us.
Mm. So like, what made you play soccer here in the U.S. and like why UE of all places?
Because I know for a fact you came from a different college before here, so talk about that as well. But back to his question.
No, why America? I just want the best chance I can to, you know, obtain a professional job in soccer. I mean, that's it. That's what we all chase for. That's why everybody tries to go D1 and. My first year I was at Winthrop University in South Carolina. And honestly, I'm very appreciative of the opportunity that they gave me, even though it didn't work out. And then I transferred here to Evansville. I came to Evansville, shout out to UE, for simply the reason that I believe it's such a well-respected program. Like when I would talk to other people about Evansville or where you going, when I said University of Evansville, they knew the Purple Aces, like, and it's not, that's kind of rare because there is a lot of teams relatively, right? It's like there's like 200 and something D1 men's programs, so if for soccer. So when it came to decision time, when I was in the portal, I was just like, I have to go here. This is the best school. Obviously they just had a good season, and you know, Robbie the coach liked me, and just went with it.
Real, you know, Winthrop, you know that college? You know who else came from there?
Who?
Claudia.
For real?
They both transferred from here.
Wait, so you knew her before this? No, she came.
I was there my freshman year, and then she was a freshman the year after, so my last year.
Oh, okay. So you a junior.
Yeah,
he's in our grade. Yep. So I know you talked about the transfer portal.
Mm-hmm.
How does that feel? Like, what is it like being in the transfer portal?
I think, honestly, a lot of people... My honest opinion of it is, if you're in it, you're in it for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know whether you need to be in it or not. I feel like it could help a lot of people. I mean, it helped me. It helped my experience and, you know, my abilities and grow and all that. But honestly, if you're not meant to be in it, I don't think you should rush to be in it. I think it's really hard. The landscape specifically in college soccer is changing. There's new rules and new laws being put in place, roster sizes and such. So it's really, really hard, you know, to get what you want out of the transfer portal. A lot of kids want to go, you know, Power Fives or big schools, and it's really hard if you don't have the right momentum and you don't have the right you know, push behind you, whether it's statistics or performances. Even performances may not be enough. So it's hard. It's situation by situation for sure.
Yeah. So I don't really know that much about soccer, but I know a little bit. Mm. So, like, are you a forward?
I'm a defender.
Oh, you're a defender? Back,
like defending?
Big guy in the back.
So, like...
So the next question is, like, how would you describe your playing style and what sets you apart from others?
I think my playing style is just being dominant. Obviously, I'm pretty big.
Yeah.
You guys can see. Mm-hmm. They can't, but y'all can. I'm 6'5", 225. Like,
he's you know, huge, yeah.
I'm there to be a force. Obviously, I'm very loud when I play. Like to communicate, lead, direct others, mm-hmm. stuff like that, and just help the team win. Whatever I can do to help the team win is my job.
And I know in like middle school and high school, at like gym time, and we ended up playing soccer, everybody loves offense. What yeah. made you choose defense over offense? Because I know a lot of people, they love to, you know, they love that satisfaction of getting to mm-hmm. kick the ball in the goal mm-hmm. and mainly just scoring. So what made you focus on like defending?
Honestly, the tough story about every defender, you never grow up to be one, right? You want to score all the goals. Yeah. You want to be in the midfield. I was yeah. playing midfield and up when I was younger, and then as I got through the ages, I just got moved back and back and back until I was a center back and been there ever since, bro. Been like 10 years.
So going from high school to your first college and then coming here, what is the team culture like now? And then how have you just adapted to it all? Like, how do you adapt?
At Evansville?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, coming out of high school and club, it's a lot like you may have grown up with these guys, you know, same school, same area.
Yeah.
So you tighten it there and then you go to university and it's kind of like they kind of fast track you guys into like believing that you're a family. Happened at not only Evansville, but at Winthrop. Like you really get fast tracked, whether it's through preseason, you know, before everybody comes and it's just you guys and, you know, you have the practices, the two-a-days practices and this, and then you play the games and, like, you really embed together. I think at Evansville, though, it is amazing. I cannot lie. There's so many, and it's so diverse. It just reminds me of home as well. Like, I've never talked, and I'm talking to guys from Spain that learned the language, like, 3-4 years ago. Like, you know, I would never talk to some of these guys.
Right.
If I seen them walking down the street. But yeah. because of soccer, because of the game we all love, like, it's just, I have... You know, we already have that profound respect and love for each other that, like, we don't need to show.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm.
guys from Denmark and Germany. I would never
yeah.
talk to a guy from Germany.
Yeah.
I'm just playing. But, no.
From everywhere,
bro. It's amazing.
Yep. And then along with the culture, I know y'all just won something big. How did that feel? How was, like, the environment between y'all like?
Honestly, it was amazing. We've been talking about it and working about it since I got here, since last year. Obviously, last year I didn't go to plan, but this year things were falling in place a little bit early in the season, you know, went down a little bit and then picked the form back up, win some get big games, get some big results, and everybody was just believing. And in the tournament, in our conference tournament, which we won the conference, not twice, but we, like, the boys just went out there and just did a job and never died and they just never gave up, and there was just a belief that we are going to win, and we ended up doing it.
Mm. So, like, before a game, do you have a pregame routine or ritual or, like, a song or anything?
These days, the ritual, honestly, teachers don't want to hear this. It's staying in bed and relaxing.
Yeah.
If I got class... I might be sick that day, you know what I mean?
yeah.
That's a good one.
if I'm playing, like, I'm just relaxing today. I just might play some FIFA, play some 2K or something. Just relax, watch some YouTube. And then when it comes time to the game, get closer, take a nice shower, get ready, put on the headphones, blast some R&B, because we need to relax.
Okay.
Blast some Drake. We need to relax.
Yeah.
No Future?
We might play some Future on the way, but when we're in yeah. the locker room and it's about time to get out, like, I need to be relaxed, like, slow
yeah,
R&B.
Uh-huh.
That's how, yeah.
Just to bring
your heart rate down so you, like, get the nerves.
Yeah.
You ever get nervous before games?
Absolutely. Also, I have anxiety, so, like, I always feel, like, heart's beating out of my chest. Mm. So, you know, music is just a big thing that I use. You know, obviously I've learned some breathing techniques, but it's more so the music. Like, just music. Relax.
Yep.
And I think nerves is also good. It shows that you yeah. care. It shows that you want to do well. And, yeah, man.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. One that I want to ask is just like, what's your go-to song? Like, I know you just said a lot of different artists, but what's your go-to song?
Before a game or just in general?
Both. Tell me before a game first, and then tell me just your go-to song. Like, you're in a car, you want to play something.
Oh, my gosh. That's so hard, bro. I love so many songs. Before a game, for sure, Keisha Cole, Love, will be in the rotation. Song three. Mm. Song, second last song or third last song, it will be played. Probably, yeah. And then if I'm just chilling, I don't know. That's a tough one, bro. I listen to a lot. Probably some Future. Why not? Future.
We're just walking around. That's who Lucas be playing.
There you go.
Yeah.
He was ready for that one.
So this year, throughout your college career, what's your most memorable moment?
Soccer, athletically?
Yeah.
Yep. Oh my gosh. Obviously, I was hurt this year, so mm-hmm. I missed out. Last year, I played, but I guess, all right, I'll do them by the year. So this year, obviously, I was sidelined the whole year. I'm hurt. Mm-hmm. But we won the MVC tournament. Like, that's number one. Like,
yeah.
You know? Thank you. Yep, the guys, I didn't do nothing. I cheered them on, but the guys did amazing. Going back to last year, it would probably be our first win because it was my coach's second game as a head coach.
Yeah, okay.
So getting a first win and seeing how hyped he was, I still have the video saved on my phone. It's pretty memorable.
That's what's up.
And then my first year was really rough, man. We went on a big losing game streak. Mm. So when we won our first game, you would have thought we were the best team in the world. You would have thought we were the 73-9 Warriors. I mean, bro. Went on a bad run, but then we won. I'll never forget. It was like 2 p.m., midday, hot, and we were just holding on the whole game, and we held on, and we won, and yeah.
How many games are, like, in a soccer season?
For college, it depends. You usually have around 16, 17, right, okay. 15, somewhere around that. You could have a little bit more. You could have a little bit less. Depends on how many teams are in your conference because that's a certain amount of games.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, if your conference tournament starts on a certain date, you don't want to be playing a day before, 2 days. You know what I mean? So, talk about
the schedule. And then, I know it is the same. It's like this for basketball. But do you guys have non-conference and conference
games? Yeah.
So, which is more anticipated in the locker rooms? Like, are y'all more hype for, like, these non-conference games? Or like the conference games?
I mean, that's tough because the non-conference games usually, you know, you might play some regional guys, but you might play, we're going to play every year, more likely, we're going to play Louisville. We're going to play Indiana. So those are the games you circle and you say, that's the game we want to play. Like, we going to get in for that. But then obviously conference, like, you in college soccer, every conference game matters. So, like, that's the top of your priority. But you beat Louisville on the way, it's a good feeling as well.
Mm.
And also something I just found out like last week, I didn't even know, is that you could tie in a soccer game.
Yeah, I'm thinking y'all go to overtime, and then I looked at the scoreboard. This was last year when I first started coming, and I was like, the game is only 2-2. How are y'all not playing anymore?
The rules changed. There used to be overtime, and then they got rid of the overtime, and now you can draw.
Mm.
Overtime and golden goal, it was like first team to score. It's unbelievable.
So like
it's like a big game though.
Like if it's like a conference tournament game, there's overtime. But it's still it's not like overtime. It's overtime first to score.
Okay.
So yeah.
So this is kind of a two question thing. First question is it possible for a team to like their whole record is just straight ties?
Yeah, theoretically. I mean, you wouldn't make a conference tournament, I don't think. Or maybe. I mean, you got to think, like, if you're in our conference, right, so you're going to play, 16 total games. You'll play 8 or 7 in conference. If you draw every single game.
Because you didn't win or lose.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it'll go down to the wire. We'd have to pull up the spreadsheets on the table and see. But, you know, I don't. You never want to draw, bro. You want to win, bro.
Yeah.
And then second question is, how many overtimes do y'all get? Is it like until someone scores?
In the conference tournaments, 2 overtimes. So usually in soccer, you have extra time, two halves of 15 minutes.
Mm.
But for college soccer, it's 2 extra halves, but first to score. So if you score in the first, game done. If you score in the second, game done. If you don't, penalty shootout.
Okay.
And then I know you talked about you was injured this year. Mm. What was like your biggest challenge you faced, not just this year but last year as well in your freshman year? What are your challenges?
It's just been getting knocked down, getting dropped out of the starting team, just normal stuff. I mean, just stuff that all athletes and, you know, if you've ever played team sports, you go through. You lose, you know, you're down, getting dropped, getting cut, all of the above, bro. You know, I've been through it, so.
And what did you hurt?
I hurt my knee. I fractured my medial plateau, I believe. It's a fancy term, just the side of my knee, a little break.
And mentally, like, how was that for you?
Bro, honestly, it's been the hardest semester ever, and, like, yeah, bro.
You heard it in practice or, like, in a game?
In a preseason game by my own teammate.
Yeah.
I'm not going to mention his name. Yeah, bro, it was insane.
That's tough.
And I played on it, which was, you know, adrenaline and stuff. You play on it, and then, yeah, and then I find out, like, a week later, yeah, you fractured.
Ooh-wee.
Dang.
I was thinking it was like ACL or something. I haven't heard of that. That's even probably worse.
I mean, bro, thank God. But, yeah, no, it was a lot of pain. I remember the next day I woke up and I was, like, limping everywhere. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like,
yeah, it is bad.
Something's wrong. But then, like, yeah, after the first 2 days, it was all right.
Okay.
But I couldn't jog. Yeah. You know what I mean?
When it, like, first happened in the game, though, like, you could still play because, like, adrenaline.
Yeah.
Then, like, the next day you wake up, it's like, it's not good.
It's like, bro, how? Like, why can't I sleep? You know what I mean?
So, like, I know you talked a little bit about, like, going pro, but, like, what are your aspirations, like, beyond college? Is it just going pro, or, like, could you see yourself maybe, like, coaching one day, or, like, what's the goal?
Absolutely. I'm open. I think not even just being injured, but just being in college more, seeing more things happen, and just being more experienced, bro. I'm just – aspirations are just – it's a little bit more vast than – obviously, I would love to play professional, like, part number one. It would make me happy, everybody, my family so proud. But I would love to be a coach, and I've already looked into it. I would love to – I would need to get started, but bro, I would love to do that. Just being able to work a decent job and provide for my family at the end of the day. Obviously, I would love to be closer to my parents, because my parents, or specifically my dad, he lives in Canada, but he's from England and his family's from England. So I don't know if I'm, like, being away from my parents even this long for a semester, two semesters, a summer. It's really hard.
Especially as an athlete.
Yeah, like, you know, you just want mom's cooking sometimes after a game, after a tough loss, you know? So
we're Ridge.
How does, like, shout out Ridge.
Shout out Ridge, bro.
Yeah, no.
How does not being able to go home when you want to, like, feel? Especially, like, during certain breaks. I know you don't get long breaks as an athlete.
I mean, it's normal. Like, I'm so normal. I'm so used to it. And funnily enough, I have this conversation with my friends, those who have just gone, you know, across the border and we're at schools and stuff. And you just get used to it. Like, I'm here for Thanksgiving. Like, I'm here for fall break. Obviously, I'm probably going to be here for spring break. And then, but, you know, like, you're just here. So you just learn, like, you know, what are ways that you can pass the time? I love watching movies and baking and stuff like that. So, you know, if I have a break, if I have the fall break or Thanksgiving break, I'll make something and watch some movies, and, you know, you learn to enjoy your company more.
And you can be as honest as you want. How do you deal with school, your personal life, and then your college life all in one? Like, what do you do?
I don't know. I just kind of go with the flow, if I'm being completely honest, bro. I mean, it's just everything comes so fast. Like, bro, we're already in November. Like, we're already at Thanksgiving. Like, just like that.
I know.
Right? So you just gotta try to manage everything. I don't believe in, like, I know there's athletes out there that are super anti-party. And I understand that to a degree. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think you do, especially as an athlete, you have to, like, relax. You have to let loose. And one thing I've noticed is that the best players, you know, the most brilliant players, the ones with the stats, the ones who score all the goals, brother, they, like, there are times where I can tell you one, for example, Nacho on my team, the striker, scores, I think he scored 9 goals this year. A lot of goals. He had a good year, great year. But, bro, every time before practice, he's in the training room, and then he's in the gym every single time. I can tell you, like, I can tell you that. So it's that level of discipline. But at the same time, when it's time to unwind, when it's time to get away from soccer, bro, it's gone.
Yeah,
you know, we're talking about the economic status of the world or something. We're not talking about soccer no more, you know what I mean? So it's just being able to just remove yourself from soccer and, you know, just be a person.
Yeah. So to build on that, what advice would you give to young athletes, especially international ones who want to have a college career?
It would be ready to dedicate your life. Enjoy high school. Enjoy home. Enjoy mama's cooking. Enjoy your girlfriend. All of that. All of the above. Yeah. Enjoy your friends. It's still going to be there. But, you know, you come back. You guys go back from school and you try to link up with everybody. And it's, you know, this guy is this commitment. This guy now has a girlfriend. This guy. You know what I mean? So just honestly, and I told one of my friends before he went to school the same thing. I just said, bro, enjoy it. Enjoy your last couple of weeks of, you know, being a high schooler and all of the above. Go on the graduation trip. Go hang out with your friends. Obviously, still train and stay ready. But, bro, get ready to dedicate your life, because you dedicate – I don't think people realize how much time you really dedicate to this, bro. Like, you're here. You're here early for school. And if you're from Canada, school starts September. So, bro, you're leaving a month earlier than your homies that are going to school. You're still going to see them. Like, I – come here for preseason at the beginning of August, maybe a little earlier just to settle in. And those guys are still partying. I still see the videos right near, you know, should I go, you know, is this for me sort of thing. But then you realize why you're here, right? So,
yeah.
Before we fully close this out, I know we talked a lot about soccer and that's your sport. Mm-hmm. But let's get away from that. Let's just get to know KG3. Here's just some icebreakers. The first one is just, besides soccer, like, what do you enjoy? What's something you enjoy that isn't, you know, sports related?
I love music. I know I already said that, but yep. I love it. People will put on a TV show in the background or just watch a TV show. I'll just put on my TV just Apple Music and just let it play.
What's your favorite movie? And what's something, a TV show or a movie you've rewatched recently?
Favorite movie is A Fall from Grace. It's this thriller. It's amazing. And TV show, I don't know. I just fling on any TV show these days. Give me Suits or Family Guy.
Family Guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's your dream vacation destination, and who would you take? You can take up to four people.
Dream. I like how you guys start looking at me after you start talking about dream vacation. Nah. I would love to go to Djibouti in Africa. I think it's beautiful and I would love to go there.
Hey, I said on the last one, I said I wanted to go somewhere in Africa. So yeah, that's bro. Cool. And I know he said Hawaii and then he said Tokyo. So.
Yeah,
Hawaii, bro, Tokyo.
I think I love another thing about going to different schools and living in America, living away from, bro, I get to like see so much, even if it is beautiful Evansville, Indiana. Like I get to go to places I would have never gone to. I would have never gone to South Carolina in America. You know what I mean? Or all these different places. So I just like experiencing things. So yeah, I would love to go to Djibouti and I'd bring you too. And
appreciate that.
Real one.
Yeah, bro.
And then lastly, we're going to play a quick game of this or that. I'm only going to ask five. But basically it's like, I'm going to say two questions, like this or this. And then let's say us two say the same thing or us two say the same thing. He says something different. We're going to explain why the other side is better.
Yeah.
If we all agree, we go into the next.
All right.
All right. Pancakes or waffles? Pancakes waffles. For me.
It's waffles, isn't it?
Yeah, waffles.
Why are y'all saying waffles?
I don't know. I just grew up on waffles, and I feel like
Ego.
Pancakes are just, I don't know, not as good. I don't know how else to say it.
So if it comes to, like, frozen, I'm taking Eggos for sure. But when it comes to, like, if I'm going to IHOP, Denny's, any breakfast spot, I'm getting me some pancakes.
Yeah, but I feel like waffles are a little more, like crispier, too.
Yeah, I feel like there's more surface area, so it's more.
You know what I mean? I don't know. I also think the batter's the same. I can't really tell the difference. If you put pancake batter in a waffle thing and make a waffle out of it, it's going to look the same.
Yeah, it depends on where you go.
Dogs or cats?
Neither.
Dogs.
I'm a dog. Are you allergic?
No,
I just don't like neither?
It would be dogs over cats. I just think cats just kind of sit there. They don't really do anything. You know what I mean? At least dogs do something. Dogs are just annoying, bro.
For real? You would never have a pet dog?
I would never have a pet dog.
Would you have a pet in general?
If the kids want a goldfish or something. A gerbil.
Real. Instagram or TikTok?
Instagram.
I'm saying TikTok.
It's got
to
be TikTok, bro.
I'll be on TikTok at least 24/7.
The problem is you could be on TikTok for 3 hours.
And you don't even
know. That's true. I feel like I use TikTok more, but if I could only have one, I'd say Instagram.
Yeah.
Like the connection.
Actually, yeah. Because you don't ask nobody for their TikTok. You ask for their Instagram.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't really post that much on my TikTok.
Same. I really just did a watch.
Yeah.
I'm on the funny side of TikTok.
Plus, so they got Reels on Instagram now.
Yeah, I know.
They'll be funny, too.
Reels are funny, man. PlayStation or Xbox?
PlayStation.
Xbox, only because that's what I got. I've never had a PlayStation.
So, but if somebody handed you, if somebody came in that door and gave you the PS5, you take
it? If I had an option, maybe.
No,
because if we have both, you have the Xbox Series and you have the PlayStation 5. What are you taking right now?
On the table. Don't lie. You can't lie.
All my friends got Xbox, though, so like, I got to be in the party, so.
Real.
Okay. I got to say real,
that's fair. And then lastly, are you a morning or a night owl? Morning person or night owl?
Night.
I'm a morning, but like in college, I'm a night. At home, I wake up at like 8, 9 in the morning casually, like on accident. Like, I don't even have to set an alarm. Really? But then here, man, I'll be going to sleep at like 1, 2 in the morning, wake up. 9 a.m., I'll be tired. My 9 a.m.'s are hard. So
that's how it be, though. When you're on vacation, you wake up early for some reason.
Yeah.
I want to snooze in.
But to end this off, before Lucas does the disclaimer, I want to say shout out KG3 for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Shout out to him. Shout out to the soccer team for winning. I know that you guys lost today, but y'all gave us a thrill, and I'm proud of you guys.
For real, I'm proud.
You got anything you want to say before we end this off?
No, bro. Proud of the boys, man. Pieces, bro. All
right. Peace. All right.
Fireside Aces Radio is produced by Student Media. Student Media is a student organization at the University of Evansville. Student Media produces the Crescent magazine, published online and in print 3 times a semester. Student Media produces several podcasts and utilizes design, photography, video, and sound towards experiential and academic learning and journalistic endeavors and engaging storytelling. Student Media elevates the voice of the student body, connects the campus and community to important info and points of view. Thank you.